What's going on, y'all? What's going on? What's going on? It's Thirsty Thursday, guys, and I'm back. Yeah, I know. I haven't been around in a while. We haven't been doing no recaps and stuff like that, but you know how it is. But we're going to get right on back to our Thirsty Thursday stories. And, you know, I got a nice guest coming up for us today. But before we begin, just to reiterate the Comfort Level Podcast, we bring topics to be discussed and to make people aware of. We do not have any degree in medical or physical care. And, you know, our care comes from us creating a comfortable environment for our brands and to educate our viewers on the podcast as well. So, you know, we're basically textbook, and you know, we use reliable sources of information from experts. So, and also for this disclosure, the opinions and comments of our viewers as well as our guests are not necessarily the views of the Comfort Level Podcast, as our guests and viewers' views may not be ours. But your comments are deemed as our permission to include your name on our show. So as you make comments, we do post them on the show. Today on the Comfort Level Podcast is our segment of Thirsty Thursday. And these stories are, they're like hidden gems in world, you know, in the world of news, featuring bizarre and unbelievable events, you know, that pique your interest and spark your imagination. Not all the time, but sometimes, you know, we're bringing you the news brief. So join us as we explore the extraordinary and unexpected and the downright unusual in the realm of current events. It's time to uncover the stories that often go unnoticed but are absolutely worth sharing. And also, speaking of unusual stories, we want to hear from you, our listeners. Yes. Do you have a rare news story or a strange and unbelievable event that you experienced or come across recently or sometime in your life? We'd love to feature you. Your tales on our podcast. We would love to. We love to share your unique stories with us, you know, and who knows, your extraordinary experience might become the highlight of our next Thirsty Thursday. Simply drop us a message or send us an email with your story to Comfort Level Host at thecomfortlevel.com. It's on all of my pages. We're on all social media. Okay, and everywhere you get your podcast, your stories are what make Thirsty Thursday exceptional. Yes. So our guest today is going to be Jocelyn Lugo. She is a licensed esthetician. Okay, now I gotta get this tongue together to be able to say all these words. Yeah. Okay. So it's a few things going on right now in the news, and I want to give a heartfelt shout out and blessing, send a blessing over to the family of O.J. Simpson, mainly his children. One Instagram account on there. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not on the Instagram right now, but I will be on there shortly. If you're on the Instagram while watching, thank you guys for tuning in. We're on Instagram, YouTube, four Facebook pages, Twitter, and Twitch today. So we're on 8 platforms at once right now. So the cause of O.J. Simpson's death was prostate cancer. O.J. Simpson died on yesterday. He was 76 years old. His cause of death was revealed by his family. They broke the news of his passing on X, which X is formerly Twitter. So this, you know, the legend, the NFL legend, and a true crime icon leaves behind a tainted and complicated legacy. We all know it is, but the story of the end of his life is one all too common. He was criminally acquitted, but found civilly liable for the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. He died from a disease that kills tens and thousands of people every year. Every year. Prostate cancer. Simpson, he was undergoing chemotherapy, and his prostate cancer worsened over the months. He was reported in hospice care for the final months of his life. So the tweet was, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. So I just want to, you know, send a heartfelt sympathy out to them. He touched on his cancer diagnosis in May of 2023. And that's, you know, it beat him, you know. It beat him, you know. These are things that you, you know. He didn't have a documented history of any other serious health issues, you know, just, you know, maybe arthritis or anything, or old football injury or something like that. But, you know, it's not clear if his illness had spread, metastasized into any forms of the disease, but he definitely died. So he was under treatment for the prostate cancer and whatnot. Yeah, so. Okay, you guys, let me see if I can come on the gram for you. I took everything, and I don't even have it in these things. I took them all out, having a little trouble with listening. So we're gonna get on to our next thing. I mean, you know, It's really crazy. I know that wasn't like a thirsty story, but that was actually, you know, a story. And we all, stories aren't always thirsty, even though it's Thirsty Thursday. Bringing the news is quite important to bring to people. You know, those who haven't been alerted might want to know. Yeah. So my thing is looking really dark right here now. Oh my God, small. Can't see myself. Okay, so now I can see myself. You know what I mean? I couldn't see myself before. I got the camera pointing down because I got a guest coming in. And I'm not sure it what she's demonstrating, but I'm gonna bring it up just a little bit. How's that? I feel so much better. All right. So a Texas man yelled again, this is happening, folks. I can't breathe before being killed in police custody. And that it's a body cam video. And all I can think of is George Floyd again. I didn't even read the story myself, but again. And this was published by Jesse O'Neill in the New York Post. So a man died in police custody at a Dallas hospital in 2022 after he was denied water and restrained by multiple hospital cops while pleading, "I can't breathe." And the body cam was released on Tuesday. So that's why it's just coming out like this now. The disturbing incident, which was ruled a homicide, came after Kenneth Knotts. He was 41. He'd been taken to by police for a mental evaluation at UT Southwestern Medical Center following a traffic stop on November 29th, 2022. The guy was in mental distress, okay? Clearly, he was irrational, said the lawyer, Geoff Henley. But you don't have to kill them to solve what is absolutely a medical problem. Let me say this again. His lawyer said the guy was in mental distress. Clearly, he was irrational, but you don't have to kill them to solve what is absolutely a medical problem. How many times are we going to go through this over and over and over again? Thirsty. That is a real thirst, okay? That is thirst. That's thirst, okay? These cops are thirsty. They're not listening to anything. As soon as you get unruly or whatever, they think it's something. If he's in a medical facility for the mentally impaired, they have other measures than holding people down and making sure and not giving them water, things like that. If he needed to be calmed down, they got shots and stuff like that, pill shots, whatever. But, you know, moments later, the medical, wait a minute, I missed this part. So it was at least three officers from the UT Southwestern Medical Center Police Department. And they pushed on his back and not screamed and convulsed before falling silent. And the footage published by the paper shows it. Moments later, a medical staffer screamed, no pulse, no pulse. You know, so I'm looking at pictures of it right now. I did not get the video to download it to put it up weird, but it's crazy. They said that the footage was obtained by Henley through a third-party subpoena from the city of Dallas. Okay, they subpoenaed. The hospital had declined to release the footage or identify the cops involved and had not previously disclosed the death, according to the newspaper, the New York Post. The medical examiner reportedly ruled the cops were responsible for Knott's death after seeing the footage and ruling the man died of sudden cardiac arrest after being restrained in a semi-prone position, which is a homicide. Strictly a homicide, guys. That's thirsty. So officials had previously said that the cause of death could not be determined. They didn't want to say. You know, they tried to hide it. They tried to cover it up. Earlier, Knotts had been taken to the hospital by the cops as he embarked on a road trip from his native Austin with his girlfriend and his two young sons, his mother's, reported by his mother. As the car approached Dallas, a tire blew out, and Knotts told the officers that was he said that the Austin police was trying to kill him. He was erratic and he was combative, and he was spitting. That's what they said. That's what was reported. But I don't know why, if somebody was just trying to help him. Maybe he did have mental, you know what I mean? I don't know what his history is, but maybe he did, you know? So after the police took him for evaluation, The shirtless man complained that his handcuffs was too tight and accurately predicted that he would be killed in the next several minutes. I can't fathom how this is actually going down, because it seems like they had an inpouring from the beginning. Don't kill me, he pleaded. The footage shows it. Don't smother me, he repeated requests for orange juice and water that was denied because the stat deemed him uncooperative. We don't feel safe with you, a hospital worker explained. Whew. That worker's going down as well. So as staffers and a hospital cop left the room, Knox got off the bed and he drank water out of a faucet while he was handcuffed. Okay. I have any comments? You guys got anything to say? I know if you're on Instagram, please come on over to Facebook or YouTube right now, because I can't answer your questions on Instagram. Okay. So come on over to Facebook or YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, one of them. Come on over. Okay. So they left the room. He got off the bed. He drank the water out the faucet. Mind you, he's still handcuffed. Oh. Officers then put him back on the bed as he protested, saying he needed more water. So Knox was fidgety, and the officer appeared tightening his restraints and or adding new ones. You know, they was just tying him down. And this is where he started getting belligerent. He says, what the F are you doing? The patient asked, only to be told, stop, we're taking off the handcuff. Again, he said, I need water, please. He said multiple times as the cops continued to restrain him. The Knox yelled, I can't breathe, as officers pressed down on his back and his limbs. And echoing the final words of Eric Garner and George Floyd, whose deaths at the hands of the police officers in New York City and Minneapolis were also caught on camera. In all three cases, the victim in custody was black and the authorities were white. As Knox's body went limp, all but one officer stood up as more than a half a dozen medical staffers watched. This is unreal, y'all. He wasn't breathing, was he? One medical staffer asked before saying, shit. When she appeared to learn the answer, Henley said the footage showed Knox was in good physical health until the officers were restraining his ability to breathe. Last year, Henley held a press conference to announce that he was filing a lawsuit against the hospital. I feel quite confident that UT Southwestern Police Department killed this man. And that there's not going to be a very good explanation in the least, said his lawyer, Henley. Nobody wanted to give up any answers. His mother, Jocelyn Knox, added at the time, the only answer I have is that my son is dead and they don't know why. Oh, they know why, miss. They're thirsty to kill people. A Dallas County grand jury in November declined to indict any of the hospital cops or medical workers in connection with the homicide. None of the hospital workers. None of them. None of the hospital cops. They did this to the man. That's thirsty. That's more thirsty than anything. It's unbelievable how... You know, this is the thing, okay? Just have... Even though I don't care if you're a bad guy or what, you know what I mean? Just remember, this is a human life. Okay? This is a human life. We don't have to care whether or not, you know, I'm taking you down, I'm taking you to jail or whatever. Just be aware that if I make this move, I will kill you. You know what I mean? Especially when you're not being threatened. You can't be threatened by somebody in handcuffs. You just can't. You can't be threatened by somebody in handcuffs, handcuffed to a bed. You can't. And you won't give them no water or nothing. You know? It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It really is. Now, this is a crate. Y'all got to get this story right here, okay? This is another one, okay? And she'll probably, it can't be worse is the police, but she'll probably get a trophy for being this thirsty. Tori Spelling is admitting she has pooped. That she hasn't pooped or peed alone by herself in 18 years. Let me say that again. Tori Spelling has admitted that she hasn't pooped or peed alone by herself in 18 years. Her son, Bo, he's 7 years old and he stands there with her. Reported by Hannah Sachs of People Magazine, the reality TV star says the task fell to her kids after she separated from her estranged husband, Dean McDermott. Tori Spelling is admitting just how close she is with her kids. Me and my kids was close too. We're not that close. Nobody gonna stand there. On Monday, April 8th, on the episode of her podcast, Miss Spelling, she shared that she used to have her estranged husband, Dean McDermott, stand with her while she went to the bathroom. But the practice has since fallen to her kids since she split from the actor. And admitting that she hasn't pooped or peed alone in 18 years, the star explained that first it was Dean, and then it was the kids. Bo still stands there, and he stares, and he talks to me while I'm pooping, Tori said. She shared that on her podcast. I think I function better with people. I don't think I function better with people when I gotta go to the bathroom. I just don't. I just don't. I don't function better. Okay.
You already know what it is, man.
You already know what it is. So, no, it's not an apartment. Why am I answering that? Anyway, she's going to the bathroom. With our kids. Give me 1 second. I just have to answer. My guest should be arriving in a minute. Okay, so what we're gonna do is give her that trophy for being thirsty. I'm going to give you a song, and I'm going to allow my guest to come in the door, and we'll be right back, okay? So hold on. Studio, and I have my guests here, Jocelyn Lugo, a licensed esthetician. She's here to talk to us about skincare, but really, we're here about brand promotion and brand loyalty. So, tell you a little bit about that before we get into but still. So promoting your business and your brand is crucial for visibility, attracting customers, and building credibility. It helps you stand out in a crowded market, establish a reputation, and ultimately drive growth and success. Building brand loyalty starts with delivering exceptional value and experiencing consistency. Focus on understanding your customers' needs and preferences. Engage with them authentically. Provide excellent customer service and maintain transparency and integrity in your dealings. Offering loyalty programs, personalized communication, and constantly delivering on your brand promise also plays a significant role in fostering loyalty. Conventional ways to bring customers include advertising through print media, radio, television, and outdoor signage. Of course, podcasts. Yeah, you know that. And you can also participate in like trade shows, sponsor local events. You can offer promotions or discounts. And leverage word of mouth marketing through referrals as well as testimonials. Additionally, networking within your community and establishing partnerships with other businesses can help expand your customer base. So today, many people focus on skincare routines that prioritize safety and effectiveness. Mm-hmm. That's why that was it. Some safe practices include using like gentle cleansers and stuff like that or whatever. You know, I ain't going to go on through that because you wouldn't tell us a bunch of that. But I'd like to welcome Jocelyn Lugo, our licensed esthetician, that I can barely say, who is here to share her expertise on skincare. Jocelyn has years of experience in the beauty industry and is passionate about helping people achieve healthy and radiant skins. And she'll be sharing valuable insights, tips, and advice to help us all elevate our skincare routines. Welcome, guys.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're going to talk about the top seven reasons you need a facial. Number one is it releases stress, improve blood circulation, detox skin, exfoliate the skin, tighten the skin, impart glow, even your skin tone out.
Blood circulation.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna be listening.
Okay, so these are the six benefits of a facial. It brings oxygen to your skin, relaxes you, increase absorption of natural skin products. Stimulate collagen products, increase elasticity of muscles, stimulate removal of toxins. These are called effleurage movement. This is what we do when we're doing a facial, you know.
Oh, a massage? Facial massage?
Yes, these called our effleurage
massage. I didn't even know they did facial.
Yes, basically here you have your muscles and then through your forehead, your eye area, your cheek, and on your side.
Wow.
Okay.
So that part feels really good too.
Yeah. I have to give you a facial. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Life cycle of a facial. 1 to 4 days, skin can be plump, hydrated, and soft. 5 to 21 days, skin absorbing active ingredients. 21 to 28 days, long-term effect can be seen. 30 to 45 days, time for another facial. Okay, so when you have natural skin, you don't have like a problem with acne, rosacea, or anything like that, you will see the plump, the glowing into your skin. What are the type of products that I use, which is here. Sorry.
picking out the wrong ones. Okay.
So you use products, you don't make your own products.
No, I use Aveda products. I went to Researing, graduated from there. Okay. Shout out to Researing. Shout out to Miss Carolyn. Without her knowledge, I wouldn't be here. For the people that suffers from acne, have real dry skin, I like to use the cream cleanser. The cream cleanser is real gentle, is not as harsh as the gel cleanser. The gel cleanser is for more people that have oily skin or combination skin. The cream cleanser is for, like, you know, for people that have sensitive skin, you know, acne and stuff like that. The deep cleansing mask, which I love the most. Yes, that's the cleanser. And then this is the deep clay mask. Aveda. Then we have the deep cleansing mask. It removes dead cells and prevent breakouts and minimize the appearance of pores. I like to use this with people that have sensitive skin and also acne. Super love it. It will leave your skin smoother. It's not as harsh as like a deep exfoliator. You know what I mean? So I like to really use this. This is like my go-to
product. Like plant-based stuff you use?
Yeah, this is, yeah, all the Aveda products that I have.
All plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all natural.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm just super, super nervous. No, I should have put all my products out.
It's fine. You came into a live show, so you know what I mean? My audience is loving it. They gave you they're saying hello, Jocelyn, and salute to the platform.
I also like to use the liquid exfoliant. This is for people that have penetrated blackheads and penetrated whiteheads. They're the same thing. Blackheads is just, you have, you know, dirt inside your pores. That's why they turn black. And then the whiteheads, you know, it just, you know, normal for just coming out. You know what I mean? So I like to.
Yeah, I always think like the blackheads are inside and the whiteheads are outside.
Everything is just penetrated into your pores. Yes. And then the liquid exfoliant. I like to use this because when you have penetrated blackheads, when a person comes to me, and they have penetrated blackheads, they expect me to just, you know, do miracles. I can't do miracles just with one facial. You have to come back multiple times so you can see results. That's why we have the circle of facial.
Right there, at least.
So if you have good skin, so if you don't suffer from acne or nothing like that, you can get a facial once a month. If you suffer from acne, severe acne, penetrated blackheads, penetrated whiteheads, you have to see me every 2 weeks until it's all clear. You will see the difference within 3 to 6 months. That's when you start seeing the results, you know, because they have acne, you have acne. Yeah, because people have, like, you know, they have acne scars. How they create acne scars, they keep picking at it and picking at it and picking at it. And this is what we have the exfoliant for. You know, you just keep rubbing it every single day, keep rubbing and rubbing. It exfoliates you. So it will be easier when you go to push it, it will just come out. Then you
get there, man. Pretty good skin. I don't know. I always thought that because I wash my face with water, period. And then, you know, like maybe once every 2 weeks, I'll scrub the face, but then every day is just water.
No, you have to wash your
listen, but no, man, you have to use water. She looks beautiful.
No, you have to. Okay, what you do in the morning, you can wash your face with a cleanser. Like your face, I will use the gel cleanser. For you, I will use the gel cleanser. With the gel cleanser, you wash your face, then you want to use the hydrating lotion. You always want to keep your skin hydrated. Hydrating is the key. Toning is everything. You always want to tone. It opens your pores, unclog everything. I love toning. Toning is one of the best products that I have.
Listen, I'm 64 years old. I never used none of this stuff.
And then for people that have oily skin, we have the oil control. The oil control, it could like if you have a person that has oily face, it will control the oil, you know, from like just coming out, like, you know, like a greasy face. Mm-hmm. What this does, it controls your oils and your nutrients into your skin. This is really good. I like to mix this with the vitamin E oil, and I also use it with the hydrating lotion. With the vitamin E, it treats your skin, moisturize it, keep it hydrated at all time. So if you was to use this, you will use this at night.
Oh.
And then you can mix it with the hydrating lotion. Or if you're going to use it in the morning, you just use the oil control. You know, it's just like you swip and swap.
Yeah.
And then we have the eye cream. Like me, I suffer from, you know, dark circles. And yes. Mm-hmm. This will do you justice.
Oh,
man. Yeah. I will treat you. This is good. You got to use eye cream.
Never tried.
Yeah, you got to use eye cream. It will smooth it out and you'll see a difference. I have to give you a facial. You have to see. Yeah. Because all my clients, they'll be like, oh my God, my face, I feel like I got a facelift. You know, so.
Now, what city do you practice in?
In Sweetsboro. Yes. Oh, okay. For right now, I do home visits, and I also do it from my house. Okay. That's what I'm doing for now until I can find a comfortable space, like a booth area that is going to be convenient for me and my clients. You know, because everything is far. Like, I live 30 minutes away. Some of my clients, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They live far. So it's like, you know, so I'm trying to look for a place that, you know, like it's right in the middle for me, that it's going to work for me and it's also going to work for my clients. You know what I mean?
I know it. I do know what you mean, because I was looking around for a studio. It's so hard to, like, the location is like everything. Yeah.
And it's just like that, it goes with the prices too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like renting.
That's some
big
stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
The price is good.
And then we have, so after I exfoliate, after I extract you, I like to use the cooling mask and the recovery serum. Mm. Yes, it will cool your face from the steam. So it will relax you, put the towel over it, open your pores. So relaxing. I love the cooling mask.
And all that comes with the massage too.
Yes, everything. Everything that I have up here, everything's included for your massage. Everything. And then for this is the radiance mask. This is for people that have normal to dry or combination. I like to use this. This is a good hydrating mask as well. It's the same thing for the cooling. It's the same thing for the hydrating lotion. Perfect. It does well. Leave your skin nice and smooth. You don't have to worry about nothing. The only thing that I suggest after I do the facial, not to wash your face right away, because people have the tendency to wash their face. So, yes. I had clients do that. Yes, I have clients that did that or wiped their face after I was done doing their facials, and it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, you gotta let it penetrate.
You gotta
let it work.
Sink in and do its magic. But it's like, the key is to always make sure you keep up with your facials. That's the number one. You always want to exfoliate all the time. And if you're suffering from acne, sensitive skin, now that summer is around the corner, you got to use SPF. SPF will do you justice. It will protect the sun from your skin from getting sunburns or anything like that. SPF is really, really good. You know, it just wash your face in the morning. Hydrate, and then at night you put the vitamin E oil is the go-to. It will do your skin justice. It will get rid of acne scars, dark, anything that that you have like dark spots, you know, some people have, or hyperpigmentation, which I like to use melanin. This is treated, yes. Melanin is treated for hyperpigmentation. So people like me, I suffer from hyperpigmentation, as you can see, like right here. So I just started to treat myself.
What is that called? Freckles?
No, I have freckles too. Come on. No, that's right here.
You're freckles.
No, no, that's not freckles. So this is good. If you have hyperpigmentation, go through melanin. This is really, really good for people that suffer hyperpigmentation.
I'm just saying that like, we could have hyperpigmentation. We started with freckles.
Yeah, and I also do hot stones. I also do back facials, massages as well. People, you know, get back acne really bad. A lot of people like
it keeps itching. Maybe I have back acne.
So. You gotta exfoliate.
I got one of the things.
You gotta exfoliate real good and get your back towel.
It's itching the last like maybe 2 days, but now that you say it.
You can even go to Walmart. They even have like the pineapple. They got all different flavors, coconut, and you can just pick any of them, and you can just exfoliate your body that way.
Yeah, with the body scrub.
Yeah, that's also good for your skin because you always want to exfoliate your skin.
But you gotta get somebody.
You want to get all the dead skin cells off. You have to get the top layer off, you know, because it's all dead skin cells. You know what I mean? So it builds up in your pores.
So that's the and what is that doing?
It exfoliate you.
I got that one, but I don't use just it. Got the grungy on the skin.
No, you just pass it on and just there you go.
Okay,
just
I'll pull it out.
Just grab away.
Yeah, because I stopped moving. My back was itching. It was itching crazy. I don't know. I thought maybe I had a blackhead or something.
They do suffer, you know, they have acne, and I also extract, you know, the back facial, that's what it also comes with, and I also use the cooling mask for back facials, and the recovery serum for back facials, if I'm extracting, you know, after I extract you, you know, your skin is kind of like, you know, a little sensitive, so we cover it with the recovery serum.
Okay, so. And somebody comes to you, what's the name? What is the going price for getting, okay, they may not get the whole shebang with the bag of thing, but getting a, you know, complete facial.
What I do is I explain to my clients, to every client that I have, what products I use. Not only that, I also give them recommendations of the products that they should use at.
Oh, so they actually got it's like
you
got
to keep up with like it.
A consultation.
Yeah, so you got to keep up with your skin.
What kind of skin do I have? Tell me.
You have normal to dry. You have my skin.
Yeah, it is normal to dry. It's never
It doesn't show that you have oily skin or you don't suffer from acne, which is good. And I like to use these products because I like to use products that are unscented. Some people, they like to use scented products, you know, and I don't like to use that because, you know, I may ask my client, hey, are you allergic to this? And they tell me no. And then I put the product on and it's like, boom, oh my God, it burns. Oh, we got to go wash your face. You're allergic to that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, so that's why. Also, zinc. A lot of people don't know this, but zinc is one of the best supplements or oil you can use for your skin. For a person that have severe acne, redness, you know, they're swollen, you know, it's irritated all the time, zinc is the one to go to.
Oh, wow.
You can take it as supplements, and you can use the oils. And it also is an inflammatory antibacterial.
I tell people that because you see a lot of people.
Yeah, like a lot of people that ask me questions like that, and especially they come to me with like acne. And I always tell them, I was like, it's going to be a process. I'm not going to be able to extract all of this like just in one day, and I can't perform a miracle. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a process, you know, especially when you have acne. You know, I had a client, you know, she's, I have this and I have that, and I'm, you know, explaining it to her, you need to exfoliate, you know, you always need to exfoliate. You know, don't pick at it, you know, because the more you pick at it, you're leaving a hole in your skin, and that's the last thing that you want.
And we all do that.
And yes, and then she comes back to me with this big, you know,
gaping hole.
Yeah, yes. So it's like, come on, girl, you can't be treating your skin like that. You know, it's the first organ of your body. You got to treat it well.
So, like, okay, I came to you, I got this big old giant zit on my face or whatever. Are we gonna pop it or what?
Yes, if it's ready to pop, yes, it will come out on its own, because I have to cleanse you, I have to tone you, I have to exfoliate you, then extractions, then the recovery serum with the cooling mask, and then if you have an oily skin, I put oil control. If you have normal to dry, I put the hydrating lotion. I put the vitamin E oil, and I also treat their eyes. And I'm working on a lip scrub for the people that like to smoke. So I'm working right now. I'm working on a lip scrub that I can offer in my services. And I also do male facials. I don't do beers. I don't see the
can't get around the beer. You know,
yeah,
don't
I think
turn
I
that with a beer because you can't get around the beer.
Yes,
it's all about the skin, it's not about that hair.
Yes, and I get a lot of questions for the men. Do you wash beers? You know, like it's really hard. Because if I use,
just say yeah, and wash it and slap some oil on there and send them on their way.
Yeah, it's like to wash it. Mind you, you're laying down. It's hair. Soap is bubbly. So with the hair, so it's going to be all bubbles. And it's like, how am I supposed to take the soap off? You know what I mean? So yeah, so I always tell them I don't touch beers, it's only the skin. If you have a full set of beer,
if you have a beard,
I cannot touch it.
It's in the bowl.
But I will, you know, I'll do the neck and shoulder massage. It also comes with it. How do I put it? Like when I'm like at the end of my facials, like when I close my facial, I also like to end it with a hand and neck shoulder massage. Mm-hmm. I open it with a neck and shoulder massage, and then I end it. And it's only $60, which it's only $60.
The back too?
The back is different. The back with the I do the back facial with the hot stone massage for $90. It's a 90-minute process. If I have to extract you, if I don't have to extract you, it will be an hour. But it comes with the same thing. I exfoliate you, steam, you get the whole nine.
Yeah.
And I hydrate your back and everything. Yeah, so like my prices is pretty reasonable compared if you go to Hands and Stones. You know, you'll be leaving out of there paying $150, where if you come to me, you can get everything for $60. And I don't rush through my services. That's why I like to take my time with my clients. I want to make sure that they feel comfortable. If there's something wrong that I'm doing that, you know, that is that is not making them feel uncomfortable. I like for them to tell me, to express it, especially if a person, you know, have sensitive skin and I use, you know, my deep cleansing mask, you know, come to find out she's allergic to that. So it's like, I have to go back to the ingredients. Okay, well, you have to find out, you know, what you're allergic to, because this is the product that it has.
So even though this is plant-based, somebody could still be allergic to some of it?
Yes. Yes, nowadays you can even be allergic to Benadryl.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy.
I started my small business when I was in school. I came up with the name Naked Skincare because I felt as though, you know, your skin is bare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's how I came up with the name.
Is that the name of your business?
Yes, Naked Skincare.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, so you can hit my Instagram, naked_theskincare.
Come on, naked_theskincare.
You know, it doesn't hurt to share, like, you know, it also has a lot with people not, you know, like helping you, you know, like, or promoting, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Especially with the social media platforms. You know, it's hard to build up a platform, you know what I mean? Especially when people doesn't share, you know, your stuff or anything like that. You know, so like that right now, that's what I'm struggling with. You know, I'm trying to build up my client. I do have my regular clients, but I'm just trying to build up, you know, that I have a platform that I can have my own booth and stuff like that, you know.
Yes, exactly. I do know what you mean. That's one of the reasons why I do this.
There's no support.
People don't support everybody. I support the brand. I promote them. You know, that's why I use my platform to promote others. Most of the time, I'm in the background. But as you see, all these people, like most, while I've networked with, I haven't promoted a lot of them, but I've networked with everybody that you see up here.
Oh, okay.
And it's, I think we're getting the queen over there.
Yeah.
She was a big part of my platform, you know, doing the advocacy for the kids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing when I was up there at UCMD Media.
Yeah.
It's hard for her to, you know, come from here. So she's been here, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good. It's just, you know, like having a small business and try to build up a platform where you don't have that social media support from others. Like me, I'm always
pushing it.
Yes, and you know, it's been 3 years and I haven't given up. Yes, it's been 3 years and I haven't given up. And you know, and the reason why I went into skincare, you know, I started to feel like, you know, this is, you know, when someone looks at you, you know, the first thing that they see, you know, is your skin,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's like, you know, why?
Because they look at you and they see your skin, then you don't want to be creeped out.
I mean, yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
when you want someone to look at you, you mm-hmm. want to be glowing. You don't want to have that dual face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to have that glow,
yeah.
you know, and that's what I'm always going for, that glow. I love the skin glowing. I love the skin glowing.
So have you ever thought about doing like research, like in the different communities, their what they, the little festivals that they have, you know, spring festivals, things like that.
Yes, I've gotten invited to some, but I do my research on it, and it's like not good.
So yeah, you have to go to one where people will be really interested in getting these facials done.
Yes, I mean, I go around my neighborhood. I'm always passing out my business cards. You know, like I'm always anywhere I go, like even having a simple conversation, you know, with just somebody. I'm like, hey, you know, like I do facials. Here's my Instagram. You ever want a, you know, hot stone massage? You know, you can.
Things like that.
Okay.
Where, you know, you gotta look for stuff where women, it's strictly women right now.
We need like women empowerment, and we don't have that.
Right.
We don't have that.
You may have to volunteer somewhere, mm-hmm. like maybe nurse home or something. Yeah. And the facials, like maybe once one day a month.
Yeah. That would be, you know, I didn't think about it like that, actually.
Right. And then you would, from there, you could get somebody to tell you a story, write your story, a news clipping or something. You know, about what you're doing, the news off or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's always good to promote.
I need people up here.
Yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm known to contact the news. I will. You know, I haven't really hit on a really good story almost because these ladies that I had on my podcast, I met somebody, introduced me to. They said, go on Janet's podcast. So you know, people can learn about you. They have the transitional housing going on for young adults coming out of foster care. So I contacted news. They hit back, but they told her she had to wait until she gets somebody in the building. She got a 10-bedroom. And bring them house, but she's gonna put these kids in there for teach them how to work. So you know, when you're 18, you know you grow out of foster.
And I think that part is just like so horrible.
It is.
It's so horrible. Yes. Like instead of guiding, it's like, okay, you're 18, go figure it out.
Exactly, and how they're gonna figure it out. Some of them want to keep going to school, some of them want to work, you know what I mean? Some of them don't know how to cook or wash clothes or nothing. So they're teaching them all those living skills as well as helping them, you know, get hooked up in the program where they can become independent.
Yeah, but I'm gonna look into that though to see if I can just, you know, like go into like, you know, like the Boys and Girls Club or something, or, you know, like nursing homes, and, you know, to just, you know, put myself out there, like, you know, out there to see where.
Go to the Susan B. Komen thing when they have that thing. Go there, you'll sit down in a chair and you don't have to do facials, do many back massages.
Mm-hmm. You know, so like, that's what I'm, you know, like, I love skincare. I love what I do. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't went to school for it. I just want to just keep pushing forward because never give up on your dream.
I would, you know what? I wouldn't even give them a total facial. Give them like a facial massage. Provide a facial massage.
That effervescence.
Yeah, then, you know, bring your laptop or your tablet and have people sign up on it. You got a website?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you have people subscribe to your website. At least if you don't do anything, you get your subscribers. You know, get your website.
Yeah, I'm trying to get used to this, you know, social media thing and putting myself out there because I get nervous. I get nervous all the time. I get nervous.
And you know what? I get nervous every time I do this, every single time. And because I'm like, something's not going to work or something's going to go bad or whatever. But I mean, overall, you know, we just talking, you know, so mm-hmm. you got to think like that. But every time I think about it, I say, you know, this is me. This is what I want. I don't care what nobody wants or what nobody want to do. This is what I like to do. You know what I mean? And a lot of people say, oh, Janet, you always doing stuff with people and this and that. And the other thing, well, I can't help that. That's me. And if I get joy out of that, then that's what I get joy out of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like I said, and it goes back to people not supporting.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I had people, you know, they'll be like, oh, but you're, you know, this age and why do you want to do it now? And then just because it's like, because I want to better myself. Like, you know, I want more for myself.
Right. It's something you're interested in.
You know, and it's something that I'm interested in. Yeah. I like to make people feel beautiful. Like, that's my go-to. You know, I want my clients to feel beautiful. It doesn't matter.
And see, they won't say that when you're sitting in the dressing room of a star and waiting for you to make sure that their face looks right before they go out there.
You know
what I mean?
Yes, it's really
and
important.
You may not even have to touch them when you're getting that big one.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see that.
Yeah, you know it's like we gotta thrive on what we want. We gotta and not give up. We cannot give up. You know, like I said, it's been 3 years. I haven't given up and I'm going to continue. I have my lip scrub in the making, you know,
right.
You know, and it just,
I got something too that I'm trying to invent a little product, maybe a makeup, because nobody won't listen. So.
Yeah, I mean, go for it, you know, just like at least you can say like, you know what, I did that and I can do something else, you know, like I accomplished that, you know, so,
yeah.
And they'll be fine, but, you know, like I said, having a facial, it is the most important thing that you can do for yourself.
It's the first thing people want to see.
You got to treat yourself. You got to, you know, some people like to get their nails done, their lashes done, their hair done, you know, but get a facial. The facial, the most best part about it is just feeling relaxed, listening to meditation music, laying on that table, having someone just do a shoulder and neck massage, you know, put hot towels on. You know, you can feel your pores opening, closing, you know, and all the products and ingredients are just sinking into your pores. I'm telling you, it's like, it's so good. It feels so good. You know, and people will be like, oh, I don't break out. I don't need a facial. I was like, baby, you don't need to have acne to have a facial. You know, is, you know, to circulate your blood, massage your, you know, muscles to your face. I had a lot of people tell me, you'd be surprised of ignorant stuff that comes out of people's mouth.
Did you just scan? What the hell are you putting lotion on your legs and all this shit for?
So your face doesn't matter.
Yeah, but your legs is under here. I don't understand that. Every day I put lotion on.
Right.
And people doing nothing to the face.
Yes.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
I actually told this licensed esthetician that I put water. I do water.
But that's okay though. Some people probably don't even wash their face.
Yeah, I do. I wash it all the time. I make sure I wash my face. So.
Who got online? We have any?
No questions. But the call line is open. The number is 609-315-4442. If you want anybody you'd like to call in, that number is open. And also, we had comments earlier, but no comments right now. Let me look at Instagram.
Oh, yeah, my Instagram too.
Yeah, we're on Instagram as well. We're on 8 platforms. We're on 8. And then.
Oh, my God.
And so once this is done, I download it into another platform that sends it to everywhere. Anybody can get a podcast.
Oh, God. I'm extremely nervous now.
Don't be nervous, because it's just like you're just here with me. I don't even know that's going on.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you don't even know that's going on. So the best advice that you could give somebody with, let me see, the pigment thing. What do you call it again?
Melanin?
Yeah.
Melanin. That's for hyperpigmentation. Mm-hmm. Always use vitamin E oil. Acne and scarring reduces redness. Awesome. Eye cream reduces dark circles, baggy eyes, plumps it up. That's awesome.
This banner. Said it's naked _ D skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Is it .com or just
nope?
Oh, that's an Instagram, right?
Yep, that's my Instagram.
Here we go. So that comment, it's gonna go on all the platforms. Up on here, and then I can. All right. That's right. Make sure you guys, you Instagram guys, go to naked_dskincare so that you can see Jocelyn's page and you can get in contact with her. She'll take a message. If you want to make an appointment, just leave her a message and she'll call you back. I'll hit you back.
Yes, remember, wash your face, exfoliate, hydrate. Always use vitamin E oil for acne scars. Hydrating.
Wash, exfoliate, hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got it.
Yes.
I can't wait. I would like to get an appointment. I gotta check my book.
Yes, come in for a facial. You won't regret it. Trust me, you won't regret it. You're going to love it.
I probably want to get it in May.
Yes, come.
Before Mother's Day, because I got an event to go to. Oh,
you want that glowy skin.
Good. So I'll hit you up and I'll make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's like so important to just have facial. Like, it's so relaxing. It's.
And I gotta come on the same day as Countdown.
Whenever.
What day is the Countdown?
Countdown.
You go there?
No.
Oh, you live out that way.
I know, but I don't go there.
No.
No, I've heard of it.
Oh my God, you don't go there and get some of the rotisserie chicken wings.
Really? I've heard of it, but I never went there.
Yeah, they have a lot of junk.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to tell my husband.
Yeah, stuff. Nice walk. Nice day. Like, you know, through the.
Well, where I live, it has a lot of fields, like cropping fields, and a lot of warehouses. Yeah. I really do.
I know.
And it's like 30 minutes from everything.
It's gross, not napping. No. The only thing out there is capping.
Mm-hmm.
And then rodeo. I've never been to the rodeo. I'm just a freak.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the rodeos.
You tell me, like, rodeo, and you don't go there?
No, I used to go to it in Florida when I used to live there.
Well, good. That'd be a nice day for you and your husband.
Yeah.
That hurts so bad. I had back problems since 2009. Recently, I had a rear-ended, so I'm actually in physical therapy.
Oh.
And every time you say about that neck and that shoulder, I'm telling you, it's so good.
Like, it feels good. Just having someone to just touch you, like, it's amazing because you're not doing it yourself. You know what I mean?
Well, I go to a chiropractor and, you know, they
crack you all up.
They crack and everything, but it's like, just like that, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Even if they, you know, or just, it feels good, you know what I mean? But it's over,
mm-hmm.
You know? So I do go to a massage therapist sometimes, You know, I only go to Hammond Stone because my girlfriend is a massage therapist.
Oh, okay.
She lives in Florida. When she comes up here, she works.
Oh,
so
okay.
When she's there, I'll go.
And you go, okay.
Yeah, so.
But it's also good.
And she started at her house, too. So, mm-hmm. Going around with the table.
Yes. And like that's the one thing, like, because I charge, like, a small travel fee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, depending where you are, if it's 30 minutes, you know, it's $10 or $15. You know, if it's over 40 minutes, you know, I charge 20.
That's convenience, though. You're paying for the convenience of somebody coming to you.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and it's not easy because you got to think about it. You know, I got to pack my stuff, pack it, go into my car, unpack, pack it again. Bring it to my car, unpack, and we're going to, yes.
Who are you? I stopped doing the traveling podcast. I just stopped doing it because I unpack this stuff and take it. Man, I'm getting there. You don't got internet. I'm done.
Yeah, so it's like by the time I'm done, it's like, okay, let me do this again. My husband tells me all the time, he doesn't even know how I do it. I'm just like, I just go with the flow.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's something we have to do, but I mean, I just stopped this thing here. You know, because, I don't know, I also have a music company.
Okay.
Yeah, so I represent music artists, and that's how I first started out, you know what I mean? So I'm always at some event.
Okay.
Or, you know, promoting some artist,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know?
So yeah.
It's like, guy calls me out the other day and he says, we're doing this show and everything, and I need you to sponsor 5 artists. I'm like, 5? Yeah, 5. I was like, okay, I got 5. I think I'm gonna take another one because I don't know, some type of weapon.
But it goes back to support.
They better support me because I've supported more people than people have supported me. It's okay.
Yeah, and I feel like that too, but I don't let that bother me.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? I don't put too much mind to it because I know you're watching me. You may not like or share, but I know you're watching me. I know you see my work. You know what I mean? And that right there makes me feel so good because I know you're watching me.
That's right.
And that's the way I look at it.
Well, this is it. This is my reach out right now. Okay. For everybody who watches my podcast and you're into music, this lady right here, she needs to bring her brand. So you guys have to look good on that stage, and you need somebody to talk to you about their skit. Make sure that you go to her Instagram that's on our page right here now, naked_dskincare. Make sure you go on there. Check her out.
You won't regret it.
Can you imagine that guy right there? It's in the bottom? No, over there.
No.
The big one in the orange. See me smiling right there in the middle? Right here.
That one?
Come over. Oh,
that's the one I wanted to
do. Matthew, Earl. That's my best friend. He does, I don't know about him ever having a facial, but I think he would love that. He would love that. Because he takes care of his stuff. He's actually the lead singer of The Intruders. You ever heard that song? I'll always let my baby. Never heard that?
Maybe if I hear it, maybe I would.
Yes, I can. Yeah. So, but I'm going to see if he would like it.
And also for people that the men that have beards, they also get boils, so they also got to make sure to get the little zit to put them on the boils so they can for the ingrowing to come out.
I don't know nothing about that. They get boils under those beards.
Yes, some men do. Yes,
from that hair rubbing.
From the hair growing. In
ingrown hair. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ingrown hair. Yep. You have to put the little zip patch and just leave it there so the zip patch can do its work to bring the ingrown hair out.
Okay.
Yeah. And so a lot of men also get that, like on their beards. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You also, like, if they have. You always got to like brush it out, you know what I mean? That will also help with the ingrowings or boils that they get. Mm-hmm.
Y'all better be careful there. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I know sometimes like we get the ingrown hairs from shaving. When our hair comes back, like on our leg or underarm or whatever, sometimes they're ingrown.
Yes. With that, I will say depends the type of razors you're using. Because there's certain razors that I can't use. That gives me
been here for 15, 20 years.
You gotta take it out.
Do you do that?
I can take it out. Oh, I can do that for you. I want to stretch anything you want.
It's always there.
Yeah, I can take anything out. I can take anything out.
I know where all my blackheads are.
Even like us women, you know, that we shave, some women wax, you know, it's always good. Like you can, yeah.
I know. That's like deep.
It's deep. And you know what? The exfoliator.
How do you close the hole? That closes the hole.
No.
Does the hole ever close?
No. Yeah, your hole closes, but when you use the exfoliator, it comes out and help it to remove the dead skin cells.
And then the hole will close.
By itself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because those when they get sores, they itch. That's why I said on my back, I thought it was a blackhead. That, you know what I mean? Because this will start itching, and then I have to squeeze it out.
Yeah,
this will itch, and I'll squeeze it out.
Yeah, that's why you always gotta exfoliate. Always exfoliate. It removes the dead skin cells and it prevents to have blackheads. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, anything, shout outs, any last words for our audience before we get out of here?
Thank you for having me. Sorry if I was nervous.
No, this is why we're called the comfort level. We can be comfortable, be ourselves. Don't, you know, it's nothing to be nervous about.
I'm a nervous wreck.
I just wanted to have a place where people could talk about anything and not be nervous wreck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I gotta get used to it. This is my first time, so you know, I'm scared.
I'm scared all the time, but I don't let it get to me, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I just do it, you know. Sometimes I don't even know what to say or whatever. Another thing, though, I'm going to tell you why you're doing your stuff. Make sure you download that ChatGPT. That thing is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. You can really like express yourself good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look into that, but you know, I just
good captions.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I'm trying my best to put myself out there. I'm trying my best.
You gotta find different places for you to do your thing at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? That's that was a good pointer that you gave me earlier, to go to like nursing homes and you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, having a facial done,
yeah,
you know, it's very relaxing, especially when you have people, yeah, especially the, you know, the old folks that is in the nursing home, you know what I mean? They don't have that calmness, you know, for like, even for like that 30 minutes, I don't feel like they will have that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to give each individual person 30 minutes, a few minutes.
Yeah, like an effleurage massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just make them feel relaxed with just that couple minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you they will love it.
And just go on like Eventbrite and look up women empowerment events, like you said, different places where they have events where it's women,
you know, yes, I mean? That support each other
first, and then the men.
I just feel like it's so many, it's like so much competition.
Yeah, but if you're the one that's showing up,
mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing, is to show up.
Yeah,
you know, when you don't show up, the thing, people forget all about you. You know,
yeah.
Or they don't even think about you at all. Like when you have a go-to person, you know what I mean? You'll be the first one to come to their mind because you show up.
Yeah. But see, like when I got invited to a pop-up shop.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
And it was like really no advertisement.
Then you don't do it.
You know what I mean? And
to
it's like
the people too.
So it's like I'm paying $100 for a spot that
just sitting there, nobody could come nothing done.
Yeah.
They have done it. I've done it. Yes.
Yeah.
So you wanna kind of try to go lower a little bit at first.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I have to test the waters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I, like I said, I have to like build up my platform.
Yeah.
You know, I have to do that. And that's like my number one goal is for like right now, you know, bring out my lip scrub, you know, have a bigger platform, and just go to like different places. You know what I mean? Like, you know, convention centers and stuff like that. See what they have. You know, having people come in. you know, from all over the world or any, you know, not the world, but, you know, different cities and stuff like that. You know, so that's what I'm working on.
Okay, well,
I hope I make it through.
No, because I understand where you're coming. You know, my head is like everywhere because, like, I deal with people that do so much stuff. You know what I mean? And like, I just have the vision. My friend, my people here, I'm a part of. The Hoonag, I'm like a VIP member.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they just bought the mall that's on the boardwalk across from Caesars.
Yes.
That here, the whole thing, the whole entire thing.
They bought it?
Yeah, and it's like different things is opening up or whatever, and they're doing different things or whatever. They having all these big events and all this stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I can't even, not for what I do, you know, but yes, like most of these people, a lot of them I met through that company, you know, we always support and make sure that we support by.
Yeah, because it doesn't hurt to, you know, like, hey, I have this friend, you know what I mean? You know, because people have conversations every day, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, why not support?
Well, I'll send you his flyer, and hopefully maybe you could come down to the event. The event is free to get in that they have, and you can see the facility. And he has 120 stores in there, and only about 7 or 8 are occupied.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Look at Atlantic City.
Yeah.
But
it's a tourist area.
Yeah.
Gotta go where the money's at.
Yeah. On side of the boardwalk, all they give facials and making some money.
But no, seriously, and you know, then
I'll get up at his events.
Yeah, but you know, but like I said, summer's around the corner. People got to take care of their skin. Use SPF. Make sure you use it too.
That's right. That's what you should do. I think you've been promoting that the skin in the sun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, because the sun is not good.
Like, you never know, because I'm quick. I got 2 tents, okay? I got a big tent and a small tent. I put a tent quick on the
sun. Right.
And, whatever, and all of a sudden, we're promoting something, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I've started that way as a street team.
Oh.
A street team. That's how I started, you know what I mean? It was always on the street, promoting everything. And that's how I got into this stuff. And one day, this guy here, right there, mm-hmm. That's my stepson. Mm-hmm. Because I met him on YouTube. I met him on YouTube, listening to his music. Yeah. And then he said, "Who are you?" And I told him who I was. And he said, "You're like my biggest fan." Oh, wow. So we got to meet. And then 1 year, it was the 4th of July, and he put on Instagram, "Who's having a barbecue?" I said, "I don't know if I'm going to find one. Let me know I'm coming." And that's what he did. He said, "I'll find one." He found one, and I met. And I came in.
Oh, wow.
After, a little while after that, he gave me him. This is my artist. His name is Santos. His name is Spark Easy. He gave me him.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know Spark was a music artist after that. He just wanted to protect me.
Yeah.
So he gave me this guy.
Oh, that was a blessing.
So you know how that goes. Right?
Yeah.
And then I found out that night that Spark rapped. And then we just, since he got to be with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I became his manager. He'll never leave. That's how I got my artist. But I had an artist before him. It just didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is like actually the artist's very first CD that I had. We made them ourselves and stuff. His name is Trash. This is Sparks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people.
Yeah. Those are DJs. So, man, that's Bro Man from the fifth floor, Pete Crack. That's South Philly Meredith from the Q Show. You ever watch the Q Show? Q and Five.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's so. Oh, okay. He's from B2K. That's Raz B.
Yeah,
that's Lady B. That's actually DJ Books.
Oh, okay.
That's the Blue Notes manager, Greg. That boy, Ray, that's my brother. That's my friend, Laster. This is the guy from House Party. Got a bow-legged little. I don't know if you've seen that movie, House Party.
Yeah. So
he was the one that said, I'll kick your fucking alien.
Yeah, oh my God.
I ain't going to tell you everybody. I mean, a lot of crazy stars. Crazy, you know what I mean? A lot of that's the Drewski.
Yeah. You know,
the Drewski.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is a towel I got from Ruben Studdard.
Ooh.
Yeah, a special towel, not just a towel he'd been wiping his face off with. Him. He threw it to someone else, and I looked at him like, I've been standing up here this whole time, rocking with this man, singing every song. I know Luther like that. He's singing all of the songs, you know. And he looked at me, and then he went to the bed. He got up there, and he went.
Yeah. I got. He knew. He knew. Yeah,
I gave him that look like you gave it to her.
And not me.
Jamming all night. Yeah, we were.
It's always good to have good memories.
Yeah, I have a lot. I've met so many people. It is crazy. I'm believe the people that I've
yeah, but you've been blessed with that because a lot of people can't achieve that, but you I did
more than my artists even done. These people, he don't know these people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that girl right there is his cousin. He never even met her. He don't even know her. She's the girl from The Shy. You ever watch it?
No.
You never watched it. She plays on a lot of, like, cop shows and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, I gotta see it. It's like above that pink one right there. That's with the two big faces.
Yeah.
That's his cousin. He never even met her. I went to meet her. Yeah, I went to meet her. That's she hit me up because she raps, but she's a classically trained actress, and she's on everything. Yeah, their grandfather played the grandfather on Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. His auntie is Phyllis Hyman. I don't know if you know who Phyllis Hyman is, but yeah. And not only that, this is the ultimate Phyllis Hyman fan, that lady in the middle right there. Her name is Mary Cross. And she got Atlantic City. She's got the show book where she's going to do a whole 50 songs of Phyllis Hyman in costume.
Wow.
She's beautiful. She's so beautiful. You don't even understand the pride for the entire time I met her. Just cry. Yeah, because a friend of mine said, I want you to come to this rehearsal with me because I want you to see somebody. So they over there, they was like way over there rehearsing. I said, way over here. She opened her mouth. I'm crying. I was crying. She came back and she came over there to me. She was like,
like a big baby.
Because you don't know that music is so beautiful but so heartbreaking, because Phyllis Hyman had committed suicide, you know, over love.
Wow.
And you know, mental stuff going on and everything. But
yeah, I think
we got to get up out of here. Yeah, because if I let it go too long, it won't download.
So okay.
Over 2 hours.
Okay.
And I've been on here since 6. So.
Okay.
So, let's give some last words, y'all, about promoting your brand. Make sure, you know, you do everything that you can to promote your brand. Talk to somebody. Ask somebody. Everywhere you go, talk about it. That's what I do. Everywhere, you know, you don't want to get boring or whatever, but okay, put it this way. Springtime is here. Summertime is coming up. Ask people what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's getting hot.
Yeah.
I'm probably shining now. Yeah. But that's what you got to do. You got to ask people what's going on. You got to be nosy.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta Google those words that pertain to you, so that you can find the different things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That you need for your business and stuff. I don't care how do I. And let Google tell you. Just click on everything you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, don't get in trouble clicking, but. So before this hot flash come down, it's coming. Make sure you go to naked_D skincare and check out Jocelyn Lugo. She gonna hook us up.
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. And until let's see, we come back on Monday. With some music. I do music on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, we do topics and brands and stuff.
Okay.
But I want to let the people know next Tuesday, we're going to start a book reading.
Okay.
Damn right. Because my granddaughter, she wrote a book and it's fantastic.
Yes.
And we're going to start with that one. But I got several books. From my past guests, future guests, and stuff like that we can get into on my Facebook and Instagram and everything is posted where you can purchase the book off of Amazon and follow along, because it's, you know, it's actually a workbook and we're going to do this work together. So make sure y'all are here 6:00 on Monday. And we're out of here. Again, Jocelyn Lugo, follow her at naked_D skincare for your esthetician services. All right. Out of here.